Airplane etiquette and dealing with stress. 1. It's important to be polite on the plane. 2. What do you mean? 3. People should always be polite, right? 4. Yes, but being polite in the airport and during the flight can make things easier for everyone. 5. Well, sometimes airline travelers can be extremely rude. 6. Rudeness is often caused by stress, and air travel can be very stressful. 7. Long security lines, flight delays, and cancellations are only a few of the things that test the patience of passengers and cause stress. 8. The best way to cope is to be as patient and courteous as possible. 9. A smile and a sense of humor can make a big difference. 10. Try to be flexible. 11. Remember that other passengers usually have the same issues you do. 12. Something as simple as arriving at the airport early can make a difference. 13. Arriving at the airport with not much time to spare is stressful. 14. Stress is the enemy of civility. 15. Don't lose your temper with the gate attendant who tells you your flight has been canceled. 16. If you are rude, she will probably not want to help you resolve your problem. 17. We cannot control flight delays or the weather, but we can control how we react to these things. Stay cool. 18. On my last trip, the person I was sitting beside wouldn't stop talking to me. 19. I wanted to read my book, but she just kept on talking. 20. So, what did you do? 21. I didn't want to be rude, so I didn't do anything. 22. You could have politely said something like, "Well, it was nice talking to you. I'm going to read my book now." 23. And there was this guy in the airport lounge talking on his cell phone in a loud voice for the longest time. 24. That was so inconsiderate. 25. He should have stepped away from the crowd and lowered his voice. 26. There was a baby in the row behind me who was crying for most of the flight. 27. I always bring earplugs when I'm flying, and I keep them in for the whole flight. 28. What would you do if a child sitting behind you is kicking the back of your seat? 29. I would gently ask the parent to help, but show some understanding. 30. You seem to know a lot about this subject. 31. Just do what you would want other people to do. 32. Most of it is just common sense.